Nazir Chepsiv and Mishnah 3, Avol Haskacho Esakas. Now these ones, we're going to see that the Nazir is impure for any of these things we're going to list, but he doesn't lose the days, he's counted. And what are they? Haskachos Vaprius. Haskachos are tree branches which are hanging over, and prius are stones or wood that stick out from a fence. And if he goes underneath these, and there's also a kazas of a corpse underneath these, he becomes impure. It's also a law got to do with oil, with covering. But we'll see that he doesn't have to start recounting. The Beis HaPras is a field where there was a corpse in it, got ploughed over, now they don't know where the bones are. So the rabbis declared that 100 amos area is impure. If you go in there, you're impure. That's a Beis HaPras. The Eretz HaAmim, the nations of the world. If you go outside of Eretz Yisrael, the rabbis declared that anything outside of Eretz Yisrael impure, because we don't know where the graves are there. The graves are unmarked, and you might walk over a grave, so that's all impure. Va'goylel, va'dofek, the goylel and the dofek, different opinions, what is a goylel and what's a dofek. One opinion is the goylel is the coffin cover, and the dofek's the sides. Another opinion is the goylel is the tombstone, and the dofek are the stones holding up the tombstone. And a third opinion, that the goylel is some kind of big rock that they rolled in front of a cave where the body was buried, and the dofek are the stones holding that in place. But either way, if you touch the goylel or the dofek, you're impure. But if it was a nazir, we'll see you don't have to shave or restart your period. Revis dam, a quarter of a lug of dam. Remember the last Mishnah we said half a lug, he's impure, he has to start again. Quarter of a lug, he doesn't have to start again. For oil, if he touches the outside of the tent, where there's a body inside, he just touches the canvas. Urova at samos, a quarter of a cover of bones. The kalim hanoigim vimei, so if he touches a utensil, that touched a dead body. Vimei sapra vimei gamro, or if he becomes a mitzora, meaning that he gets a skin affliction, because a mitzora gets a skin affliction, is himself impure. So, al elus, on all of these, ein hanazir megalach, the nazir doesn't have to shave. Umazir b'shlishi u'shvi does have to be purified with the waters of the red heifer. So it's got to be sprinkled on the third and the seventh day. But he doesn't lose his count of nazirus. Umaschil u'moyne miyad, and once he's purified, he can start he can carry on his count straight away. The korban ein lo, he doesn't have to bring any korbanis. The emes amr, in truth they said, yemei azav azava v'mei heskeiru shel mitzera harai elu olindol, that when it says in truth, it means that Salochel Moshe Messina, that if he became a Zav or a Zava, means he saw a certain kind of emission, which we'll get to in Masech to Zavim, or he becomes a Mitzora, he gets a skin affliction, those days even count for him. So if he's a Mitzora and he's, you know, those days actually count towards his Nazirus as well, or if he's a Zav or she's a Zava, those days actually count count towards his. Okay, so the point of the Mishnah is that for all of these things, the Nazir becomes impure, but he doesn't have to restart his count, even though he's impure. He just has to cleanse himself, and then he carries on straight away afterwards, except if he's a Zav, Zav, or a Mitzora, in which case he just carries on counting.